Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Well, not quite as good as Scott Spears, but here's your announcer, or here's your host, Glenn Coble of Now. I'm taking over just for a day for Scott, just to help him out, and you'll get to listen to all my ramblings. We're kind of doing a BS session, you know? That's kind of a rough term, but we're doing a bull session, okay? We're just kind of talking, and I have a big desire to collect quotes, and I've been going over some of those quotes and some of those things that I've heard other people say. You know, I do that because I'm not smart enough to think of those myself, so I go over what other people say and pretend like it's mine. Okay, whoops, wait a minute. So I hate those noises that just pop up in the middle of nowhere and kind of act like I'm supposed to do something, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I looked at my board, and it tells me that I'm doing everything okay, so I'm just going to roll along, all right? You know, one of the quotes that I have put in my little file is by Peter Pan. You know Peter Pan, the little boy that flew, kind of an imaginary little boy. One of the things he said, to live will be an awfully big adventure. And I like that expression. I've always thought about being, when I'm alive, it's an adventure. Tomorrow morning when I wake up, there'll be something new to do. For that matter, when I leave the radio station today at 12 or 1 o'clock, I'll have something I need to do. Right now I'm working on, I put up a bee house in my backyard. So little, what do they call them? I forgot the name of the bees. Mason. Little mason bees will have a place to live, and they can pollinate all my garden stuff. That's exciting for me. It is an adventure, and you just have to find ways to make it an adventure. As you get older, it's a little tougher physically, but it's easier because you've learned more, right? And excuse me, I had to cough a little bit, so I closed my, what they call the pot. I closed it down on my thing so I could cough and not cough in your ear. But as you get, like I said, as you get older, it's easier mentally because you have more to draw from. But it's a little tougher to do adventures physically. If you want to climb Mount Everest at 75 years old, you might as well just sign your own death warrant because you're not going to make it. But if you want to think about things that you can do for your neighbors, boy, they'll pile up. I mean, you can do all sorts of stuff. As a matter of fact, my next door neighbor, lovely lady, Fern, I'm just going to give you her first name. I won't give you her last name because no sense in it. But Fern came to my house yesterday afternoon, as she does occasionally, and brought me two new jigsaw puzzles to put together. Now, I had just given one of them that she had given me earlier. I had given one of them away to my grandsons. They love, and they put together another one when they were visiting with us while their sister went up to do college visitations. What a nice thing for my neighbor to do for me. And I, you know, it wasn't anything I ever did for her. I mean, I've done things for her, but it wasn't a tit for tat, as they say. It was just a thought that she had. Therefore, it kind of makes me think, occasionally, I will take to my neighbors on both sides of my house, I will take them some of my garden stuff. Like, I get way too much sage. My wife and I don't eat our food very spicy or with much fanfare. So we don't use a lot of sage, but I have sage growing out of my ears. I have so much sage, and I have more oregano than I'll ever be able to eat. Needless to say, my herb garden has gone crazy, but I do like taking those things to my neighbors, and my neighbors like having something like that that didn't cost them anything that they can use in their food, so I do that. I love that expression, or that saying by Peter Pan. Now, Peter Pan was not a real little boy, you know that, right? He was imaginary little boy. Somebody wrote that for him to say. Wanting to be someone else is a waste of who you are. That Kurt Cobain said that. Wanting to be someone else is a waste of who you are. And think about that. It truly is true. If you're always trying to be somebody else, you can never be who you really are. You can never give yourself the credit that you deserve. Because I'm certain that inside of every person that's listening to me, now there are people that are not listening to me that I'm not certain about, but everyone who's listening to me, I'm certain have good traits that they can pass on, good traits that they own and they use to benefit their friends around them. And I'm sure you're that way. But don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. Now, there are some people that need to try to be somebody else. We all know those people, don't we? Yeah. There are people that have found the wrong track to drive their little train down. And I won't get into those things, but you know who they are, and try and help them find a way back onto the right track. The time is always right to do what is right. Martin Luther King Jr. said that. The time is always right to do what is right. We know what's right, don't we? I think everyone knows what's right. Even Mr. Putin, who is doing what's wrong, knows what's right. He apparently has decided to shut that out of his life. I don't know why people want to do things that are wrong, but we've had an awful lot of it lately. And we need to find a way to explain to them, you will do a lot more for yourself by doing what's right than doing what's wrong. Everybody knows what is right. Now, there are people that have different opinions about what's right and wrong on certain things, but the standard Ten Commandments, I'll say, even though I don't like to put it in religious terms, but there are some rules that we all know are right, and we should all follow those rules. One of the big rules is that you shouldn't lie, and unfortunately we all do at times, some of us more than others. It doesn't really help, like Mark Twain said, and I mentioned earlier, it's harder to remember the lies. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. It's easier to remember the truth, so you don't have to keep remembering all your lies, right? May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. That was said by Nelson Mandela. And may your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. A lot of people nowadays live by fear as opposed to living by hope. They do things because they're afraid that they will be chastised for not doing what their fearless leader wants them to do. I'm not sure if I'm explaining that right, but if you... bravery is a lot more contagious and a lot more positive than fear. And there are things that you should be afraid of. You shouldn't walk into a lion's nest and say, "Good morning, Mr. Lion. What would you like to do today?" Because the first thing he's going to think of is having breakfast, and you're it. So don't do that. There's a reason why we have fears. Now, if you listen to my show when James Anderson is on, our naturalist, he explains that in nature, certain things eat certain other things. And you should be careful of not getting eaten, right? But fear based on supposition as opposed to fact is not a really positive way to lead your life. We've been talking also this morning, not only about quotes, but we've also been talking about Mardi Gras, or Mardi Gras, depending on how you pronounce it. We have all sorts of questions about it. I could probably talk for 4 or 5 days about all these questions that come up about Mardi Gras and Lent. So let's just go ahead and do a few more. What is traditionally, and wait a minute, I got to move this a bit. Let's see if I can, okay. And this is something that my son was all excited about yesterday. We talked to my son on the phone about his trip down to New Orleans last week. They had ordered a cake, which was the signature cake of Mardi Gras. What do you know what its name is? It's called King Cake. And King Cake, multicolored cake. And it's something that people have on Mardi Gras. I think it has all different types of flavors, but the commonality of it all is that it's a cake that you eat on Mardi Gras, and it's usually multicolored with oranges and yellows and blues and greens all over the top of it. And it's just a quite spectacular looking cake. But what do you suppose is hidden inside that cake? And I asked my son if his was had this particular thing hidden inside his cake. He said no, they had sent it next to the cake so that they wouldn't break their teeth on it. But hidden inside a cake is a little baby, a plastic baby. Now, it sometimes is not plastic, and that's why Andrew was a little afraid of chomping down on it. I think it originally started as a bean that was hidden inside the cake, and it signified the baby Jesus. It's just a little plastic baby critter, you know, maybe less than an inch long. And if you find it, apparently that's good luck for you for the rest of the year. Kind of a fun little tradition. Doesn't really mean much, but it's a fun tradition. And you're the lucky person if you find it. You're not a lucky person if you bite down on it. But I imagine that means that you eat the cake a little bit more with more, well, slower, to say the least, because you sure certainly don't want to swallow that. Do you know when the earliest celebration of Mardi Gras, of Carnival, as they call it, or Mardi Gras, happened? 1294. 1294. That's a long time ago. And Mardi Gras really is the way of starting Lent. It's the day before Ash Wednesday, as we talked about earlier. And it's just to get everybody ready to celebrate Lent and all the things that you sacrifice during Lent, food and things like that. This is, you go a little crazy, basically, right before Lent so that you can cut back. Now, my elder son drinks a lot of Guinness beer right before Mardi Gras, and then doesn't drink at all for the entire Lent. That's the way he celebrates Mardi Gras. I'm not sure what else my youngest son has done. My daughter just tries to keep ahead of her four kids. She goes to a lot of baseball games, and prior to that, basketball games. And that's what she does to get ready for Mardi Gras. She just does what she has to do to keep her kids moving along. Let's see, before COVID, the most recent cancellation of New Orleans Mardi Gras, that was the first time that they had canceled Mardi Gras parades in New Orleans since 1945. And you can imagine why that was so. 1945 was the last year of World War II. Let's see. This is kind of interesting, especially considering what it has brought about. A man dressed as whom was credited with popularizing throwing beads during Mardi Gras. How was the man dressed? Well, he was dressed as Santa Claus. And it's kind of interesting because so often you hear of young women saying, "Do you want to see my top? If you can, if you throw me some beads." I mean, that kind of is one of those things. Now, they do that at down in Athens for when they celebrate Halloween. People go down the street and, unfortunately or fortunately or whatever you think, girls show their tops and people throw beads to them. It's kind of become a symbol of frivolity and almost innocent joy. Almost innocent joy, all right? But Santa Claus started that, or a man dressed as Santa Claus started throwing the beads out, and now it is, there are beads everywhere. That is, if you see a person wearing five or six rows of beads, you know they've been to Mardi Gras or someplace like it. What are the groups that organize New Orleans Mardi Gras parades called? What are they called? And I have no idea. I had no idea about this. They're called CREWES. K-R-E-W-E-S. CREWES. I have no idea why they got that name. Let's see if it tells me later on. Yes, it does. Well, it was the first all-female New Orleans Mardi Gras crew. It was the Crew of Venus. It's a group. And the very first crew was that of Venus. Kind of confusing. Okay. You're listening, by the way, to Glenn Coble, and this is WWGH here at Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on your FM dial. We're in the middle of Now, and Scott Spears is not here today. I'm sitting in for him for today only. I don't think I could do this every day, getting up at 7:15 every day and getting down here, making sure it gets turned on by 8 o'clock. I'm struggling with the sand in my eyes, but I'm glad I'm with you. We're having a good time. We're just talking about Mardi Gras. We're talking about Lent. We're talking about famous quotes. If you have something you'd like to talk about, feel free to give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here on your Marion's Talking Place, as we like to call ourselves. Let's see here. What else was I going to go down my list here of various things that are kind of important about Mardi Gras and Lent? Okay. Bacchus is the Roman god of what? Now, there are people that are selected as Bacchus at Mardi Gras. Well, who was Bacchus? He's the Roman god of what? Well, this should be natural. He's the Roman god of wine. Hey, let's go to the phones. We've got somebody listening. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, I call in most of the time. This is Ron Denny.
Yeah, hi, Ron.
I just wanted to see, this is the first time I've ever had to do this, but I wanted to see if people would keep my grandson in their, like, prayers and stuff.
Okay, what's going on with your grandson?
Last night he had to go to the hospital and he had some breathing problems, and they sent him to Children's Hospital at 2 in the morning to, in the ICU down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got him where his breathing is, where he doesn't have to be on the CPAP machine, but he's so little.
Yeah. Oh, my. Know? Breaks your heart.
Oh, yeah. And it's like I had to turn away when they were sticking him with needles and stuff. So.
Yeah, but they're doing that to make him better. So let's hope it works. Yeah.
I just hope that everything goes okay. And
well, I'll ask for our audience to keep them in their thoughts. If they have prayers, hopefully they'll keep them in their prayers as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and I hope you make it as well. Try to do the best you can. I know it would be horrible. I can't imagine having one of my grandchildren sick like that.
See, he was we noticed he had like he would suck in a lot when he'd breathe, and he'd make these little wimping noises, you know, and they were real loud.
Wow.
And every doctor we've sent him to here, and then he went to specialists, and they were like, oh, he'll grow out of it at a year old. And when we took him down there, they got that little whimper in the stop, and he ain't even sucking in real bad. He's breathing like a normal baby now. And
good. Well, it sounds like he's going the right direction, huh?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope he's staying this way for good.
Well, my good thoughts go to you and your family, as well as I'm sure that little guy's going to do fine. He's in good hands, right?
Yeah, that's the best place he can be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, best of luck to you, and hopefully everything goes well.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thanks for calling in. I'll get our audience to keep them in their thoughts.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a sad thing to hear. Oh, man, that just takes your breath away, doesn't it? To hear a little guy struggling to breathe. And unfortunately, we have a lot of that going on. One of the tweets I put out was about little children in Ukraine who, if they haven't had their lives taken away, they've had their lives disastrously changed by this horrible war that's going on. But that's the same as having a grandkid here in the United States that's struggling to breathe, struggling to lay lay comfortably and breathe. I hope the best for this little guy. I hate even hearing about things like that. So you people, remember, there are people that are struggling, and they can use your thoughts and your prayers and your help. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Prayer is sent to the last caller for his grandson.
I'm sorry?
Prayers.
Oh.
Being sent to the last caller.
Good.
For his grandson.
Good. I'm not a religious person, but I know that that means a lot to those folks.
I just hope he's... I love my grandkids.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Breaks your heart to hear it, doesn't it?
Prayers being sent.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it makes you choke up just thinking about a little guy, or a little girl, for that matter, struggling to breathe. But it does sound, from what the gentleman said, it does sound like they've got him going in the right direction. Let's hope that continues. You never know when a little guy, little girl are in a hospital. It's always iffy. But let's hope he is going in the right direction. It sounded decent. And those of you who believe in prayer, I hope you will pray for the little guy. Those of you that don't, I hope you will just in your hearts consider and hope and think about the little guy. All right? Let's see. I told you that Bacchus is the Roman god of wine. What states recognize Fat Tuesday as a holiday? They're all southern states, and they recognize Fat Tuesday as a holiday. Louisiana, of course, Florida, and Alabama. They all recognize that as a holiday. I wonder if their courthouses and their city halls and things like that are all closed down on Fat Tuesday in Florida, Alabama, and Louisiana. Now, in Louisiana, I can imagine they are. Florida and Alabama, I don't know. All right. What is Mardi Gras called in the United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada? It's not called Mardi Gras. It's called Shrove Tuesday. I don't know where the term Shrove comes for. Let's see. What is the most popular food for Shrove Tuesday? Is pancakes. I think I'm liking Shrove Tuesday already. I don't eat pancakes very often. Do you eat pancakes? Pancakes kind of fill me up more than I want to be filled up. If you look at me, you would think I'm filled up all the time. But I try, when I have pancakes, I like to have three or four of them and then take a rest for a few months. I do love the flavor, but they do stuff me up, and that's probably not a good thing. Okay, where are we going from here? I just can't get that little guy out of my thoughts. And not that I want to. I want to keep thinking about him. Maybe my thoughts will give him a little extra push to get better. Savory king cakes are the latest Mardi Gras trend taking over the internet. That's interesting. Savory king cakes. How can they take over the internet? Let's see if it tells me. It doesn't. Oh, how many king cakes are sold during an average carnival season? 500,000, a half a million of them. So obviously, the reason why it's taking over the internet is because people are ordering them on the internet. I don't think I'd order food on the internet. That just sounds like a shaky way of ordering food. How do you know what's in them if you're ordering them over the internet? I'm a little shaky on ordering a lot of stuff over the internet. Now, we've all gotten more and more used to it, but you know, when you hear about maybe Putin putting a bug into our internet to wreck our communications, it makes you think, oh, maybe I ought to do stuff in writing again. Now, my wife does most of our financial stuff at my house, and everything she does, she writes down. She will use the internet to do some of the things, but she has a written reminder of what she did do. So if for some reason or other somebody at a bank or somebody at a insurance company calls and says, well, you never paid that, she can get on in her notes and say, on the 27th of February, I sent you a check for such and such, and it was check number. And that usually shuts them up. Now, we have had that happen once or twice. Not very often, but every once in a while it has happened. How many pounds of beads are thrown during the average New Orleans Mardi Gras celebration? The pounds of beads. Not the ounces, the pounds of beads. 25 million pounds of beads are thrown. I hope they aren't thrown all at once. That would be a disaster. People drive down the, the parade route and wing those beads out. Now, I believe that here in Marion that we have a prohibition against throwing things off of parades. I think the concern was that the kids were all running out to get the stuff and might get run over by one of the parade cars or vehicles or trailers or something like that, and I think have kind of a unwritten rule against doing that, and it might even be a written rule against doing that. I know there are still people that do that. They kind of ignore the rules. There's always people that'll ignore the rules, right? But I know when I was in charge of setting up floats for the credit union, we didn't throw anything off of our floats. We did shoot our confetti cannon off the float. The last 4 or 5 years that I was there, we used Randy's fire engine, and we'd shoot confetti off the back of that. And the kids love watching the confetti fly up and then flutter down. It's kind of fun. I enjoy doing it, too. I really did enjoy doing that. I have one of the guns that I bought for myself. It's just a tube is what it is, with a little trigger on it. But the confetti costs like $100 for the confetti, so I don't do that very often. I've used it all up, and I don't think I'm going to be buying any more of it. All right, what time does New Orleans law require masks to be removed on Mardi Gras? That's interesting. I didn't know there was a law. What time does New Orleans law require masks to be removed on Mardi Gras? I wonder if that holds true even during the pandemic. But 6 p.m., you got to take your mask off. Then you have to show who you really are, right? Andrew, my youngest son, said when they were down in New Orleans last week, they went to all the famous jazz places. A couple of them, Pat O'Brien's, which is where they make the Hurricane, which is a rum drink. It has several versions of rum in it, and right next to it is I keep thinking Traditions Hall, that's not right, Preservation Hall. When I was a singer in the Army Field Band, we went to Preservation Hall, and somebody found out that we were part of the Soldiers Chorus or Soldiers of Song and asked us to sing a couple of things. Well, we started singing, and I don't want to take any credit for my own voice, but we had some terrific voices in our chorus, and we just knocked the socks off of the people, I think I had at least two unpaid for, or I didn't pay for, of those hurricanes that were given to me. I'm not sure I sang very well after I finished the second one, but we had a great time that night and really enjoyed being with all the people there. And it was great fun. It's always fun to extemporaneously break out in song if you're with a bunch of guys or girls that have beautiful voices. It's a joy. It's, you know, performing is a joy that I wish I could explain to people. People that have not performed with a group or a choir or an organization don't quite understand the joy of looking into the other person's eyes and finding that blend. Oh, I give goosebumps just thinking about that. I was going to do this next one, but I can't speak French, so I'm not going to, because I know I would just chop up the line in it that gives the answer. So I'm gonna pass on the next one. But what song is the anthem of Mardi Gras in New Orleans? If I Cease to Love. Wow. If that happens, why be alive, right? All right. Let's see. If I Cease to Love, that's the anthem of Mardi Gras. I don't think I've ever heard that. In the next break, I may go through and see if I can find a copy of what that sounds like and maybe put it on the air. I hope I can do that, just a little bit of it. What does purple signify during Mardi Gras? And these are some of the colors that are on that that cake we just talked about. What does purple signify during Mardi Gras? Purple signifies justice. Let's hope there's a lot of purple around in the next few months. We could use some justice in the area. All right, what does green signify during Mardi Gras? It signifies faith. And what does gold signify during Mardi Gras? Gold signifies power. That's pretty logical, right? Money's where the power is. Gold is money, and money is gold signifies power for Mardi Gras. So purple signifies justice. Green signifies faith. And gold signifies powers. And those are the main colors that they use a lot of, especially on that cake that we were talking about earlier. Let's see here. I've got to pull this back up because I forget what the name of that cake is. If I can find it. Well, you remember me talking about it. I can't remember what they actually call that cake. Shoot. Oh, here it is, king cake. That's what it's called, the king cake. Most of the king cakes have those three colors significantly on the top of them. You're listening to Now, and I'm hosting temporarily for Scott. Scott will be off today, and then he'll be back. I'll be hosting till, well, we'll go through this next hour, and then we jump into my show, which is called On the Air. And we'll be talking more about Mardi Gras and Lent, and we'll be doing some more of the quotes. And then this afternoon at 12:15, we'll jump into Swap Shop. And I noticed about four notifications that people have sent us about things going on in the area. We'll do those, and if you have something that you want to buy or sell or trade or whatever, give us a call. You know the number, 740-383-9944, after 12:15, and we'll see if we can get it for you or sell it for you or announce it for you on Swap Shop. Swap Shop is usually pretty quiet during the cold months. We're hoping as soon as Well, we're now into March. We're only, what is it? Today is the 3rd, is it? Yeah, today is the 3rd. So we're only 19 days away from the first day of spring. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? I hope you're getting ready to put your garden in. We'll have on Thursday of next week, we'll have a woman that is, I think she's kind of the head of the Richwood Garden Club, Dr. Marilyn, and I can't remember her last name, I'm sorry. I will look it up in the break and we'll figure it out. But she's going to be on and telling us all things that we should be doing to get ready to garden. And I've already started a lot of my stuff, but I have a little break I'm going to have to do. And I won't be able to start my indoor stuff until I come back from California, which means all my indoor, you know, the little transplants that I usually put out at the beginning of April in my basement, I'm going to have to wait until the third week in April, and so I won't have as much lead time to get those out in the garden. Now, I think the first day or the last day that we possibly could get frost is somewhere around May 10th, and so I try to make sure everything goes in right around that date, but I like to have a lot of things growing before that date, and this year I won't have a lot of things growing, but I'll have some things growing, because I'll plant them as soon as we get back from California, and we'll have about 4 weeks to let them grow in my basement, and then we'll put them outside to, you know, an hour at a time to get them weathered up and ready to go, and then we'll be ready for having our garden. I get so excited about my garden. Let's see. What foreign ruler was honored as the king of Carnival? The Russian Grand Duke Alexis Romanov. Grand Duke Alexis Romanov. I wonder why he was honored. Maybe we were trying to avoid getting him mad at us or something like that. When was the first known New Orleans Mardi Gras parade? Boy, this goes back a ways. 1837. Now, that was the first known Mardi Gras parade, was in 1837. The first one in New Orleans. I'm sure there were parades elsewhere, but that was the first one in New Orleans. All right, well, we're going to be coming back here in about 15 minutes. I hope you're enjoying yourself, having a cup of coffee, relaxing, listening to a lot of mumble jumbo from yours truly. I'm Glenn Coble, and you've been listening to Now, and we're going to flip over to my show, which is called On the Air, here in about 15 minutes. And if you want to call in, we love to have people call in, but you got to call 740-383-9944 or you're not going to get in. We only have one phone line, so make sure you call. And if it's busy, somebody else is on the line ahead of you, okay? Well, come on back here in about 15 minutes, okay?
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM.